Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6. We now discuss the mixture of Orla trees with non-Orla trees. And I've already mentioned a few times that when it comes to mixtures that contain Orla, so the usual requirements of simple majority or 60 times even do not apply. The rabbis upped the requirement to 200 times. So again, just to make sure this is perfectly clear, that means if, for argument's sake, you had 200 grapes, and one of the grapes came from an Orla grapevine, and the 199 other grapes came from chulin, unrestricted grapes, and all 200 are mixed together, that entire mixture is forbidden. It's only permitted if you have 200 chulin, unrestricted grapes, for every one Orla grape. Okay, that's the normal rule, and that's the rule when it comes to Orla, and similarly will apply to Kilai HaKerem, unrelated to Armasakta. Back in Kilai, we learned that if you have a grapevine or Halachic Kerem, a vineyard, in which you have grains or greens, vegetables growing, and you allow them to grow together, so that's called Kilai HaKerem, a forbidden mixture in a vineyard, and the grape vines, the grapes, and even the grains or greens all growing become asr bahana, forbidden to get any benefit from, and you have to destroy them, they have to be destroyed and burned. And similarly over there, because they carry the same isr hana, the prohibition against getting benefit from, like Orla, so the rabbis upped the minimum requirements to 200 times against, as I described for Orla. So our Mishnah is moving past that point, and it's discussing the issue of trees, Orla trees, saplings themselves. That is to say, let's say you have an orchard and it has 201 trees. 200 of those trees are past the Orla years and they are producing permissible fruit. And one of them is still Orla, let's say it's third year. And that gives you 200 times heter, permitted trees against one Isser Orla tree. But that's not going to work. And the reason why is because while it's attached to the ground, the Orla tree simply is never batel. It never loses identity to be mixed into the larger group, which would mean they do, even if you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 trees and even one of them is Orla, and you don't know which one it is, you can't harvest the fruit from any of those trees. The rationale why, while a tree is attached to the ground, it can't become batel, it can't be annulled, whereas once they're detached and mixed up, then they certainly do have a point at which they become annulled batel, is a little technical. I don't want to get into it so much here. I'll say it very briefly, and forgive me if we'll discuss another time later on, even in the Masechta, we'll come back to it. If you're not clear on my explanation here, very briefly. But the difference is that when you have a mixture, so we have to ask ourselves if it's the item in question that you're wondering if it's permitted or not is coming from was detached when the question arose and it was out of its original place, and if it's detached, then we say kol deparish meruba parish. We assume statistics apply, and we'll go with the required ratios. However, if you have this suffix, if the doubt arises when the item in question is in its place, it's called kavua. So then, if it's the rule is kol kavua kamechtel mechtadamya, anything when it's in its place, we don't say the statistics are gonna, we're not gonna apply blanketly that it's, we go after the majority or statistical. We say this particular tree has identity all to itself and simply cannot become permitted. Okay, I don't discuss any further right now this idea of kol kavuka mechza mechza damya, but the point is, while trees are attached to the ground, that in fact is the rule. And that being the case, the whole tree cannot become batel, and therefore the entire orchard, which has a single Orla tree mixed into it, or in the case of a vineyard, you have a huge vineyard where one vine is kilai hakerem, the entire vineyard or orchard remains restricted. So that's the first part of the Mishnah, straightforward. What the Mishnah really wants to discuss, though, is what happens if you go and harvest the fruit anyways? So then we'll see it depends, and it's a machlokas. So the Mishnah says inside, Netiya shel Orla, you have a sapling that's within its first 3 years, it's restricted under the rules of Orla. Vishel kilai hakerem, or if you have a vine that has become forbidden through having grains or greens growing beneath it or beside it, making it now both these trees are forbidden to get any benefit from, as Orla or Kilaha Kerem. Shinis Arvu Benetios, they got mixed up with other trees, saplings, or vines. Hareze Lo Yilkot, the entire orchard or vineyard becomes prohibited, and one may not harvest the fruit from any of the trees or vines in that orchard or vineyard, because they're all Asr Bahana. Everything there is forbidden, because maybe it comes from the forbidden tree or vine, and there's no bittel in any quantity whatsoever, given the fact that the forbidden tree or vine is attached to the ground. Now, v'im lakat, what if you did? What if you went and harvested all those grapes, and now you have a huge vat of grapes, and those grapes, you have more than 200 permitted grapes for every one Orla or Kilaha Kerem grape. So now, is the mixture now going to be permissible? Under normal circumstances, if you had that, we would say yes. But here, you did something against the rules. You went and undermined the fact that the whole orchard was forbidden because of that suffix, but you harvested it anyways. So then the rule is, yala be'echad umatayim. Yes, indeed, the mixture will be permissible as long as you have 200 times the heter, permitted components for every one unit of iser. Ubilvad, but the mission says, that's assuming shol yiskaven lilkot, that when you harvested those grapes from the Orla vine or from the Kilaha Kerem vine, you didn't know that it was forbidden to do so. You weren't trying to be mevatel isr l'chilchili. You weren't trying to circumvent the rules. But Tanakama holds, if you knew that full well, you were trying to circumvent the fact that you couldn't harvest your vineyard, so then the whole mixture becomes remains forbidden, notwithstanding the fact that now it's detached from the ground. To that, Rabbi Yossi is lenient. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yiskaven lilkot yala be'echad umatayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if you knew that the whole vineyard or orchard was forbidden to harvest, but you did it anyways, so then now that you have detached them from the ground, so then the mixture of grapes, whatever they are, is permitted. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is lenient here and doesn't apply the usual rule of ein mevatlin isr l'chilchila, that one cannot intentionally make a forbidden item disappear by just adding more permitted quantity to it, as is what's happening here, is because, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, as the Gemara in Gittin explains in Nandala Raman Aleph, that there's another rule that the rabbis didn't make Isurei Derabbanan in a milsa de lo shchicha, in a scenario that's really highly unlikely. And the scenario we're describing here is super unlikely, that you've managed to foolishly lose one natia and a whole orchard of, that's a orla natia, a sapling in a whole orchard of permitted trees, etc. And that being the case, Rabbi Yossi says that the rabbis never applied their stringency in such a scenario, and therefore he says, if you harvested it, it's no problem. As long as you have 200 times heter to iser, you could eat the mixture. And the halacha era follows the Tanakama, which means that you may not harvest from the trees, and if you did on purpose, what you harvested remains forbidden.